Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
All right, we're checking out the driver's seat over at Toyota on this Thursday. The company recently coming out and saying it will meet the sales goal for its Prius model in the U.S. What's interesting is about the timing. We're going to dig into that with Bill Fay. He's Group Vice President and General Manager at Toyota Motor Sales U.S., and he joins us on the RingCentral phone line from Torrance, California. Bill, great to have you here on Taking Stock.
Well, thanks, Carol. Nice to be with you.
Hey, let's dig into that comment, because this came out, I believe, just yesterday. What's interesting is you said you guys will meet the sales goal for the Prius model here in the United States. But just in April, you were out saying that you might adjust the target because of declining gas prices, kind of preventing a lot of demand out there. So what changed?
Well, we had a really good May Prius family sales results. We sold over 23,000 here in the U.S. That was up about 10%. So we've got some momentum built up. We've got a marketing plan behind it. At this time last year, we were launching the Prius family, going from a liftback to four models, and we had a lot of marketing support. And the beginning of this year, we were busy launching a new Avalon and a new RAV4, so we had taken a little bit of our marketing focus away from it. So we're optimistic that our May momentum will carry over in through the summer months and into the rest of this year.
What kind of momentum are we talking about for the Prius?
Well, like I said, we were up about 10% in May, year over year, with over 23,000 sales. And obviously, Prius is our biggest hybrid, and Toyota and Lexus sold almost 60% of the hybrids in the market in May. So Prius, real big focal point of that hybrid success. And, you know, Toyota sold over 5 million hybrids globally and almost 2 million here in the U.S. So we are the hybrid leader.
Right.
And we plan to build on some of that success and momentum.
Bill, how would you describe the hybrid market? I mean, I personally care about the environment. I like to see the use of hybrids. But talk to me about the overall momentum that you think we'll be seeing in the next couple of years here.
Well, I think it'll continue to have slow growth. There's more and more entries coming into the market from other manufacturers. So competition's good for the consumer. There's more choice. And, you know, with that, more shopping. And I think that will bring more people into the market. And, you know, that's one reason we went from one Prius model to four last year, trying to expand our capabilities. Our new Prius C gets over 53 mpg. It's attracting a younger buyer. And our Prius V is bringing a lot of people that have small SUVs and other sport utilities down into the hybrid segment. So that will continue, I think, as over the next couple of years, as there's more choices. And that's the primary reason we expanded our offerings last year.
Talk to us about those four offerings for Prius. I mean, in terms of price points and who you see as kind of your ideal consumer.
Yeah, you know, we've got a hybrid that's available for under $20,000, our Prius C. As I said, it's attracting a younger buyer. We're probably 10 years younger than our liftback buyer. And it's really a great price point for people, younger people that are looking for, you know, really an accessible entry hybrid. Liftback continues to be the staple. Our new Prius V is bigger. It's got you know, the space of a lot of small sport utilities at over 34 cubic feet of interior cargo space. And that's bringing in some sport utility people. So it's we feel like we've kind of got a hybrid for everybody within the Prius lineup, and we've also got a plug-in that's available in certain states.
What's the biggest obstacle, you think, to ramping up? Is it what's going on in the economy specifically, or gas prices specifically?
Well, certainly gas prices have an impact on people's purchase decisions. And I think as fuel prices go up, they tend to look at more fuel-efficient models, and we see our shopping go up for hybrid models. But they're becoming more mainstream, you know, over time here. So I think although gas prices will still impact it, over time they will become more of a core offering within, you know, automotive industry.
You know, I was recently in the market for a car, and, you know, there's just all of these extras that you can throw on. And I'm looking at the different models that you guys are offering up at this point for the the Prius specifically. And, you know, you've got the smart key system, you've got solar roof packages, you've got a lot of different, I don't want to call them premium, but extras that you're putting on. Are you adding more and more things to the cars to make them, should I say, a little bit more luxurious?
Well, you know, the feedback from our customers are a lot of people are looking for those kind of accessories in our hybrid models. So, you know, we offer a very affordable one in Prius C that mm-hmm. people can purchase for, you know, right around $20,000. And that goes up to, you know, probably closer to $30,000 when you have all the accessories that some people are looking for in our Prius liftback or Prius plug-in.
All right. Hey, talk to me about what you're seeing from consumers generally. Are you seeing traffic pick up at this point? We've talked a lot about how the cars that are out there, they've been on the road for a while, and people who have been putting off making a car purchase are now finally kind of pulling the trigger on it. Talk to us about the momentum you're seeing just generally in the consumer.
Well, I think autos has kind of really led this economy. You know, we're in the fourth year of an automotive recovery, and it's been very sustained. It's been very stable. You know, we're forecasting that the industry will grow to about 15,300,000 sales this year. So, again, that'd be the fourth year of growth. So I think the autos has kind of led this economy out of some of the problems we had. And I think part of it is, you know, just pent-up demand. Vehicles are aging, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of great choices in the market. There's a lot of great value. Interest rates are low. The affordability of these cars are very good. So I think there's a lot of dynamics that all are coming together that are bringing people back into the market, and we expect that to continue through the second half of the year.
We are talking with Bill Fay, Group Vice President and General Manager at Toyota Motor Sales U.S. He joins us on the Ring Central phone line from Torrance, California. When you look at all the different segments of the market, Bill, that you guys play into, you've got pickup trucks, you've got luxury models. Where are you seeing the most activity?
Well, this year we see an awful lot of activity on the light truck side. Mm-hmm. You know, that part of the market's up over 10%, which is double the growth of the car market so far this year. Probably the biggest area there is the full-size pickup. That's really caught fire. I think a lot of it is the housing recovery, but mm-hmm. that's up over 20%.
When you say that, I'm just curious because I think, you know, we've got folks questioning somewhat of the housing recovery because there's the private equity investors playing into that market at this point. But is it contractors that you see coming in who want to buy a truck or people who are involved directly in the housing industry?
We see a little bit of everything. You know, mm-hmm. we see the kind of the personal use person, but we also see a lot of the kind of the fleet or the business people coming in to add to their fleets or to change over their fleets. So I think it's a little bit of everything in the full-size segment. So unlike last year, where kind of the mid-size car, the kind of the Camry, the Accord segment, really drove the industry, and that was up over 25% last year. That segment's still doing well, but really the segment that's the area of the business that's leading the charge this year is more of the light truck and the full-size pickup in specific.
Now, in terms of the U.S. market, you guys got a new Corolla that you guys are redesigning. I think it's coming out or coming off the production line, I think, or in the summer or late summer. What are your expectations for that?
Carol, you're up to speed on everything. I'm impressed.
Just because I'm a girl, is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm very impressed. We had an event a week ago to reveal our all new Corolla. It's the 11th generation Corolla, so it's got great new styling and much improved premium interior and better performance. So
because you guys have been beaten up a little bit over the styling for this one.
Well, we have, but, you know, we're still kind of the compact segment leader, you know, year to date. Mm-hmm. So it's still very well accepted by the consumer. It's got a great reputation in the market. And I think as we add a little bit of styling and we're going to stretch the wheelbase almost 4 inches, it's going to add some room and some comfort. And we've really taken a good car and made it even better. So we're excited to have that transition. We'll start building it in August, and it'll be in showrooms late August, early September of this year.
Now, you've also got some new models, if you will, coming in for the Lexus brand. And I'm just curious, on the luxury side of things, Bill, how are things going?
Yeah, I don't cover the luxury part, but that is also a part of the industry that's doing really well. We've launched a new ES on the Lexus side recently, and they're doing really well with their hybrid. You know, they've got a hybrid like our Avalon hybrid, which you know, they've done very well with, and they're about ready to launch a brand new IS Lexus. So they've been busy over on the other side, and luxury sales have been doing well also. Not quite as strong as the light truck and the truck full-size pickup market, but doing very well in itself.
So what's the biggest kind of, I don't want to say necessarily obstacle, but I mean, the car industry, like all industries, went through a tough time, to say the least, you know, through the crisis. At this point, you know, what are the things that kind of concern you the most? Is it the job market in terms of people's ability to go out and actually buy a new car? What is it that you kind of keep a close watch on?
Well, we certainly watch, you know, jobs, and we keep a close eye on interest rates. They've been awfully low for a long time, and we anticipate that will continue. But it's really a great environment for your audience to come out and buy a car these days. I mean, the supply is very good. Interest rates are very low. There's a lot of pent-up demand, and there's a lot of good value in the marketplace. So, you know, if anybody's thinking about it, I think it's a great time to get out in the market. There's an awful lot of outstanding products, and obviously we'd love to have them stop and take a look at a Toyota dealership first.
Bill, you kicked it off, though. You talked about kind of deals that you were doing to kind of get people into the showroom. Incentives and deals. I've seen a lot of car deals, certainly, over the last month or so about people, either spring sales events and so on and so forth. How much are you doing, and what does that mean in terms of margins?
Well, we're doing what we need to stay competitive out there. So we've got a lot of good lease opportunities with high resale value of the Toyota brand. We can offer really affordable leases on almost all of our products out there in the marketplace. And with rates low, you know, we can support those rates, and we offer 0% financing on a lot of our products through the summer selling season. So again, I think with high resale value and great rates, I think it's, you know, really a great time, an affordable time for people to come out and get some great value in a new vehicle.
One last question. In anticipation of rates going higher, there's a lot of talk about that. The Fed does meet next week. Are you anticipating that even a slight uptick in rates, that that's going to impact consumers' interest in buying a car?
I don't think so. You know, on our radar screen, we don't see it happening in the short term. It seems like they've been pretty stable. But, you know, nothing stays that way forever.
Yeah.
So I think it is a good summer opportunity for people that do need to look at replacing a vehicle to come out and take a look. Because, you know, they won't stay this low forever. But our forecast is for the next, you know, 3 to 6 months that they'll stay pretty close to where they are today.
Going to leave it there. Bill, thank you so much. Bill Fay, Group Vice President and General Manager at Toyota Motor Sales U.S., joining us on the RingCentral phone line.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.